Hi, I'm Sylvia.
And I'm Millie.
And this is our podcast about dealing with high school drama. Drama.
All students through their high school career have to deal with one main thing, and that's drama.
So Millie and I discussed where we feel that a lot of high school drama originates, and we came to the conclusion that a lot of times drama comes from when students can't seem to put their pride to the side to see other perspectives besides their own.
Drama is found in your high school career and also in athletics. I spoke with Braden Johnson, who's a quarterback on the Platteview football team, about team drama. Do you see drama occurring between players on the football team?
If there is, it's usually settled on the field because it's a very physical sport and you're able to do it that way.
How are you able to cope with drama in order to play well together as a team on Fridays?
We all have been playing together for a very long time, and we're a very close-knit family together, and we don't really fight a lot, so that helps us play well on Fridays.
What advice would you give to other athletes in order to keep teams drama-free so that teammates can get along with each other?
We're a small school, and we've known each other for a very long time, so we don't really usually have very much of a problem with each other. But team bonding stuff usually would help, like we do over the summer with football, because there's so many kids. There's usually new kids added every year. So that team bonding stuff really helps bring them in and get closer with the team and people that have been together for a very long time.
In an interview with Jordan Carmen, I discussed school drama as well as a scenario and how she would handle it to avoid drama as best as possible. What is one issue relating to drama that you feel the school needs to address?
One issue is a lot of people just talking bad about other people behind their back, I guess, and not really being forthcoming with it and not addressing it right away.
And then if two of your close friends got in a fight, how would you help them work through the problem so you would still be friends and try to minimize the drama?
Probably hear both sides of their argument to whatever the situation is and just work it out from there and make compromises.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point, because if a lot of where drama originates from is pride, then being able to compromise and see both sides of the situation is a really good way to go about trying to solve those issues that are caused by what we consider drama. Another form of drama that occurs in high school setting is between students and teachers. For example, sometimes students don't necessarily agree with all the rules or argue about their grade in the class.
Teachers often observe drama between students in their classrooms. Teachers give their input when a student asks for their advice.
I spoke with Mr. Lundeen regarding his thoughts on high school drama, as well as how he views and handles drama in his role as a teacher and counselor. Do you encounter much drama between students in your classes?
Once in a great while, you'll see a little, I can't sit next to her, or I can't sit next to them, or I don't want to sit next to this person. And so when that happens, what I usually do is I try to accommodate it, because there's no sense in making people feel uncomfortable. And usually that solves it, you know, but once in a while you'll get people that'll just can't be in the same room as one another, or for whatever reason they're fighting about something. And one thing I have noticed about student-to-student drama is it can change from day to day, right? Like, you can be horribly mad at someone on Monday, and then on Friday, you're best friends again, and you're gonna go out and have a great time all weekend.
That is very interesting. Do you see much drama between students and teachers? Like, for example, over, like, grades or school rules and stuff like that?
I do because I think that sometimes students misperceive a teacher's intent. And so a teacher's intent is not to cause friction or cause problems or cause drama, but then it's perceived that way. And that's on us as teachers too, because if students are perceiving it something, well, then that's real to them. We may not have intended that to happen. That's happened to me. Like, I have said something, and I did not mean for it to be abrasive, or I didn't mean for it to cause friction, and it does, the student perceives it that way. And in that case, I always just apologize. You know, I'll go person to person, to not to a group of students, but to the student. Like, I'll hold them aside and say, hey, I know that what I said, you took it this way, and I'm really sorry about that. That's not the way I meant that to come off. And usually that takes care of it, because they're people, they just want to be talked to. And so usually the apology or stuff, I think sometimes teachers too have to get over the fact that I'm not going to apologize to a student because I'm the adult. They're people. You have to be able to talk to people and apologize to people if you need to.
Yeah, that makes sense. So how do you think students could better work through conflicts in order to avoid so much drama?
Just talk it out. Conflict is usually, I perceive something one way, you perceive something a different way. And those two ways that we perceive that situation cause the conflict and cause the drama, right? So if we talk it out, like, I see it as this way and you see it as this way, and then come to some middle ground, usually that's going to avoid the conflict and avoid all the drama. Sometimes drama is serious stuff. Most of the time, the drama is something so minor that people forget what the original fight was in the first place.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we want to do with drama, to avoid it, because no one wants it at all.
So after hearing from a couple students and from Mr. Lundeen, hopefully all of you who are listening have a better idea of how to handle drama to try and avoid the situations in the future. And yeah, so
that's all, folks.